In this bulletin, Victoria records 35 new coronavirus cases and 7 deaths. Queensland's chief medical officer targeted by online trolls. And in tennis, Dominic Thiem wins the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has recorded 35 new infections of COVID-19 and 7 deaths. It's the lowest single-day rise in new infections in almost 3 months. The new figures come as Premier Daniel Andrews confirms he's set to appear before an inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine program on Wednesday. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Janet Young, says death threats and online trolling have taken an enormous toll on her. It comes after Dr. Young was criticised for refusing to allow a young Canberra woman an exemption from the state's strict border closure to attend her father's funeral. Dr. Young has been offered protection and mental health support from the Queensland government.
It has taken an enormous toll on me, but then this has taken an enormous toll on nearly every single person in our community. Our government here in Queensland is prepared to support me to that extent. It has made me feel much, much safer doing what I need to do and knowing that I'm supported in doing it.
Some of Australia's highest-ranked health professionals have called on critics to back off and stop targeting her personally. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth says the online bullying has to stop.
The bullying and the trolling that was going on over the weekend of Dr. Young is not constructive at all. We can have this debate in a constructive, mature way, and we will get to the right outcome that balances COVID and compassion if we do that.
A data leak has revealed tens of thousands of Australians' private details have been collected by a Chinese company with links to the military and intelligence networks. The database of Shenhua was published overnight, and it has more than 2 million people's personal information stored, including just over 35,000 Australians. Australian politicians, business people, celebrities, and journalists are on the database. The World Health Organization has reported a record daily increase in global coronavirus infections. New data released by the WHO shows a global single-day rise of almost 308,000. The biggest increases were in India, the United States, and Brazil. India had 94,000 new cases, the United States had 45,000, and Brazil recorded 43,000. Former United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged solidarity of global leaders to meet challenges posed by the coronavirus pandemic.
I believe that the United Nations can be more successfully and more efficiently addressing all these challenges if the world leaders and the people are united. Not a single country, however powerful or resourceful, can address such a global challenges like COVID-19.
Israel's government is imposing a 3-week lockdown that will start on the eve of the Jewish New Year. The tough restrictions coming into force on Friday follow a massive spike in COVID-19 infections with 4,000 new cases a day. Schools and most shops will close, and Israelis will need to remain within 500 metres of where they live, except if travelling to and from work. In tennis, Dominic Thiem has claimed his first Grand Slam title after defeating Alexander Zverev in the men's US Open final. In a 5-set thriller, the Austrian lost the first 2 sets 6-2, 6-4. World number 3 Thiem then staged a comeback, claiming the 3rd and 4th sets 6-4, 6-3, becoming the first player to do so since 1949 in the US Open final. World number 7 Zverev fought back hard in the 5th, taking the match to a tiebreak, but it was Thiem who triumphed 7-6.
Big high to home, to Austria. I hope that everybody of my family, especially my grandparents, made it well through the match. It was not easy for them, for sure. Hope they're all fine. I love you all home and cannot wait to see you, and thanks.
In the US Open men's wheelchair squad singles final, Sam Schroeder defeated Australian Dylan Alcott in three sets. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, similar in 18. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 17. Hobart, showers easing, windy in 14. Canberra, mostly sunny, 20. Wollongong, sunny in 20. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, sunny, 23. Brisbane, sunny, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 35. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.